Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
What does happen and when does it happen? We're talking about cognitive decline, but instead of talking about the negative aspect of it, let's learn how we can avoid it. Dr. Emily Rogalski is with us. She is a professor of neurology at the University of Chicago. Doctor, I read that you started this research at Northwestern years ago. It seems like this is your life's work. Can you tell us what a super ager is?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Superagers are individuals who are over age 80, but have memory performance at least as good as individuals in their 50s or 60s. So you can kind of think of them like the Betty Whites of the world, or if you're a Chicago native, the Jesse Whites of the world.
Yes, yes. And, you know, on this very show, I love talking to people over the age of 100 because there are so few of them. And I've talked to super agers like Sister Jean, the chaplain at Loyola. I would say that she's probably a super ager. She's 104. And every time I talk to her, it's like talking to a 40-year-old. There's no cognitive decline. We talked to Laverne Beisner. He saw his 13th eclipse. He's over 100. And we had a woman by the name of Dorothy Hoffner, who was 104 and kept jumping out of planes. And each one of them I fell in love with. And you know immediately, don't you, when you encounter a super ager?
Yeah, these stories are just true gems. And just exactly why we're doing this research is so that we can get to know these folks and hear their stories, amplify their stories. And better understand scientifically what makes them super agers.
Yeah, that's what we all want to know, right? We want to know, well, you can eat this or take that, and all of a sudden you'll have the same brain power you have now 40 years from now, and it's not that easy, is it?
No, I wish I had a magic recipe that said, you know, eat 10 blueberries and do, you know, X, Y, or Z, and then that would guarantee that you would be a super ager. But the next best thing that we can have is really understanding what are some of those protective factors and how are they meaningful at the individual level. And that's the type of work that we're doing. So we're now running an international study enrolling super agers across the U.S. and Canada, and looking to invite more to enroll in our study so that we can better understand what are those genetic factors, lifestyle factors, other biologic factors that might contribute to this trajectory.
Everything I was reading said that some of these super agers relied on TV dinners. Others followed a Mediterranean diet. I thought at least that what you consume would contribute to brain health.
Yes. So I want to make a couple points here. So I don't want to discredit the importance of diet and or exercise, but the fact that there's some variability in what the superagers have done, I think, expresses a point that there are more than one pathway to super aging. And it could be, and it likely is, that those who are able to eat more hamburgers and French fries or TV dinners, they may have particular genetic factors that allow them to do that with more regularity. And those who maybe exercise a little bit less are able to do that for slightly different reasons. So I think the point there is all is not lost if you've had a few too many TV dinners. But there are other aspects of life that we can think about of what might be important.
How many are a few too many?
And I say TV dinners because if you're 100 or you're 90 right now, it probably wasn't as much fast food then as it is now, right?
This is true.
Doctor, I was talking with a number of people about this sort of a related topic last week. And, you know, there are some people who really watched those Blue Zone programs on, I think they're on Netflix. Do you watch those? And what do you make of that?
Yeah, I think the Blue Zones are another inspirational story of trying to understand how people are living long and living well. And we have an opportunity to learn from those studies as well as the type of studies we're doing. And there's a lot of synergies there. So social interactions come up as an important factor. And I think that's one that is a common theme between our study and their study.
We're talking about super agers, and Dr. Rogalski is with the University of Chicago. She's a professor. She's been studying this for years, and you're studying Chicago super agers. I find it interesting that some can eat well, some can eat bad, some can smoke cigarettes, but you said there is one consistency among the group that you thought might have a connection, and that is strong social relationships.
That seems to be a common theme among most of the superagers, is that they have these strong social relationships. And the nature of those relationships, we are starting to dig into more. So we first learned about this from a survey that we gave to superagers several years ago. And now we're starting to better understand that by asking superagers to wear biologic sensors for a couple weeks, just like you wear your Apple Watch or Fitbit. But we have these sensors that can measure sleep and can measure social interaction so that we can better understand what that looks like in the superagers.
I was also reading the research that was being done in Spain, because as you said, this is international research, and they were talking about the people that participate in their study, adults, 55 and older, with normal memory abilities for their age. How do we test whether we have normal memory abilities for our age?
So just like we have tests that that we have ranges for blood pressure or other blood biomarkers, we can also test for cognitive function. And that can be done in a clinic with a neuropsychologist or using other standardized tests. And we use those same types of tests when we examine memory performance in the research setting.
And did you find that overall these people had slightly better health, regardless of what they ate, however their body processed it? They were pretty active or able to move around or mobile?
So we have a variety. Some of the superagers need a wheelchair or a walker, while others are biking tens of miles or leading their exercise classes or doing high-intensity aerobics in the pool. There's really a variation when we see the exercise and mobility of the superagers. One of the things that our newer studies are doing is quantifying their motor function and their activity out in the wild in their daily lives with the sensors that we're asking them to wear, so that we have kind of quantitative data in addition to the self-report information that we had before.
Do you have everyone you need for your study? Because I think there's a few people that would like to sign up.
Yeah, we would love to invite more individuals to join the Super Aging Research Initiative, and you can find us at hark.center.uchicago.edu, or just look up Super Aging Research Initiative and University of Chicago. We would welcome anyone to join, including all of those 100-plus-year-olds that you met in the show.
Yeah, that would be great.
We're eager to have folks enroll, and we do have enrollment sites across the U.S. and Canada at this point.
Oh, that's great. Someone just said, they sent in a text, texting in their 80s, said, "I think it's good genes. I've been taking dance lessons for 25 years, and I enjoy being with people younger than me." That goes back to that social interaction, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And I want to pick up one other thing there. So what she's also talking about is adaptability. So sometimes when you live into your 80s, 90s, and 100s, there's fewer of your peers that are around. And so this idea of the intergenerational connections are important, too. So finding connections with those who may not be of your same generation.
Oh, that's wonderful. Will you come back again and update us on what you find out? Because this is really intriguing for our audience.
Would love to. Thank you so much for having me.
We appreciate your time. That is Dr. Emily Rogalski, a professor of neurology at the University of Chicago. If you want to be in that study group, just Google super agers and University of Chicago. And like she said, there are opportunities to be a part of this study, not only nationwide, but worldwide. Steve's News coming up next on 720 WGN. WGN. Hey,